Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, welcome back to the No Name Podcast, where we don't give a shit what you call us. Just strap in with a tin or two and hang the fuck on for a good time. Let us make your day just that little bit better by bashing a few tinnies. Welcome, Barney.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Fucking great, mate. It's been a couple of weeks, actually, since we've caught up. We've had a bit going on, eh?
We certainly have, mate. No other than you. You've been out to the desert. Tell us a bit about that.
I have been out to the desert. The big Fink Desert Race has been, you know, occupying my last 2 weeks, with the weekend being out in the desert. So, and it was fantastic. We'll probably get into a bit of Fink Desert Race a bit later on the chat. Yeah. You've got a bit of a list you want to work through too. So, but what's been happening? What's been happening in the last 2 weeks of life of Barney? Oh, hang on. Before we get to that.
Oh, yes.
Today's potty is brought to you by, we've got a few going on here, mate.
We've got a bit going on.
We like to crack a few tinnies and have a few bevvies. What have you got?
Mate, I've got Bundaberg Campfire Bourbon Barrel Finish Rum.
Is this a new thing? Like, how long's Bundy been doing that? I know they've been doing it in the bottle, but in a premix, is that a new thing?
Yeah, in a can. I've been told a few times about it, so I thought it's about time to go and actually fucking try one. So, mate, I'm going to crack that.
You crack that. I'm going to... Here we go. I'm going to crack...
Oh, fuck, that sounds good, doesn't
now,
it?
Now, I've never seen this. This was in the big liquor barn. It's just a vodka cruiser, like nothing special about a vodka cruiser. But this is a vanilla cola. I don't know. I've never seen it. So I'm going to give this a crack as well. It doesn't do the big...
I know one thing is Steve is going to like this.
Mm.
This is good.
Am I?
Very smooth.
Oh.
Bundy Campfire.
And this has got a bit of vanilla about it. I can taste it too. Mm. It's good. So, mate, fill us in. It's been 2 weeks. There's been a lot going on in your world too, hasn't it?
Yeah, mate, with the passing of Phil, rest in peace, mate. Never forgotten. Mate, we finally got to put him away and had a bit of a wake. So that section's done now, I suppose. So,
yeah, and how was the day?
Mate, the day was good. Lots of tears, lots of laughs. And, what do you call the people that host a funeral?
Well, they're not the MCs, but they are bit of a mind blank.
Words are gone from me anyway,
ministers? No.
It's not even a minister, so he was cremated and that, so he was...
Oh, they did an awesome job, did they?
Mate, done a really good job, took the piss out of him himself because he rode a Harley, and because we said, look, he's not going to like that you ride a Harley, so he actually said, Phil, I actually rode my Harley in today, you wanker.
And really?
Just going, so that was the mood of the whole thing. So
So really Phil would add a bit of a chuckle.
He would add a giggle, mate. So and the last giggle that we had, so everyone came up and put flowers on his coffin, ready to be sort of for the crematorium.
Yep.
And we took up some zippy ties. As I've spoken the last couple.
Yeah, you've spoken about the zip ties. Yeah. Yep.
So we took some zip ties up there. Thanks to my young fella, went over to the Sparkies because he was a Sparky. So there was quite a few Sparkies there.
Yep.
He said they'll have zippy ties. So he went out there and got it.
So strategically, this is on the coffin. So obviously just on the handle.
So we zippied him in mainly so he couldn't get back out. And there was a couple on the handle.
Yep.
His wife got a great giggle out of it. She came over and seen us. She said, "Oh no, we just are done." So it was a good feel. It was a good way. I'm actually tearing up.
Yeah, I can see that, mate.
But it was a great way to sort of what we did as a group of friends. And
So really Phil good. Would have had a bit of a chuckle about that, which is good. And obviously the lads that you were riding with today, were they all there as well to see Phil off?
Yeah, they were all there, mate. Yep. So we all put a zippy tie on there.
Oh, that's good.
Got a couple around the locks as well. And, his wife and his kids, they all had a bit of a laugh about it. So
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, it's as tragic as all this event is, which sucks, it's just sometimes you need those little giggles.
Yep.
And memories of on that day, we had a giggle as well as, you know, saying goodbye to a close mate.
So that's been done and dusted. Also finished up out of Gatton, out at the building the prison.
So you're done out there? Yep.
Done out there, moved back into the yard, which is back around town. So fucking early starts.
So are you home now every afternoon?
Every night, mate.
Oh, yeah, how good's that?
Every night. It's fucking great.
It's
been great sort of experience sort of living away and sort of the big dollars and everything else, but it's great to come home and see your family each night. So,
oh, definitely.
Yeah. As much as they piss you off as well, but welcome back, kids. I'm back to stay.
Barney's back, so move over. Oh, that's good. So it has been, like I said, 2 weeks, so there's been a bit going on with the show. We still haven't come up with a name for this potty, so we're still running the no-name podcast right now, which is just... I don't know if we're sold on it, but hey, we're here doing it. We've got a vision where we want to be, and we're going to take small steps to get there.
Yep.
So that's probably a good segue into, I've set up the email address now so that all the lads and lassettes, they can actually email us in whatever they want. They can ring in with a rant. They can ring in with a joke, or they can ring in with anything. So the email address is I couldn't get the no name podcast. So, but close. It's the no name potty at gmail.com. So it's pretty easy to remember,
mate. That's a nice easy one. So fucking use it, abuse it, and fucking send in your fucking shit.
Give us your best stories. Give us your best jokes. Call yourself whatever you want. It can be the cone of silence if you want. If you don't want to give us your name or your best nickname or an alias name, it doesn't matter.
Actually, speaking of cone of silence, we did one before you went 2 weeks ago, and you got my daughter's boyfriend on, which I never thought he'd actually sit there and talk to anyone. But mate, this bloke can pull some fucking stories out of people.
Yeah, definitely. So that was the night the 2 weeks ago, we had a yarn in your shed. We had the Daddo in the background, and the first time we had Josh on board with visuals. He's away this weekend, so we don't have the visuals, but we'll get closer to that. But after we did our show, I got your kids on and just did a little potty.
Oh, mate, I found out so much shit about my kids.
They put a microphone in front of anyone, it seems like they just open up.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, wasn't it?
The snap-on with Jake, and then he's telling me about fucking how he's rolled the ute, not actually fucking ran off the road.
Hit
a kangaroo. I'm just sitting there going, really? So this bloke here, so if you've actually got any yarns or you've got some shit to get off your chest,
definitely
ring up Steve. Like, we'll put you in the confession booth or the fucking cone of silence.
Whatever we call it. Yeah. If you've got something you need to get off your chest, doesn't matter what it is, as long as it doesn't incriminate everyone, I guess.
Yeah.
But we won't play it anyway if it's too hard.
we will
feel free
to
get it off your chest. Whatever it is, get it off your chest. Yeah. The nonamepotty@gmail.com. Use it and abuse it.
Yep.
Just get into it.
Fucking send in your fucking shit, mate. We'll listen to it and we'll play it. And it'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Yeah. So I don't know what we'll call that segment either, but like anything, we'll just run with it.
Yeah. Now, that was a good night, actually, in the shed. And definitely. Watching you guys interview the kids and... Yeah.
It was a bit of fun. I enjoyed it. And I'll tell you what, that night we got a bit pear-shaped.
We finished off that bottle of tequila.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's fucking nasty.
It was a big night. It was a good night.
Yeah.
So, mate, like we said, the last 2 weeks, it's been hectic. It's been full on. I went out and raced the Fink race again. So this was number 6. We completed it. I'll jump forward. We did complete. So I've got another peg, which is good. I just showed you the peg
we'll put up on the socials as well.
It's definitely pretty cool. And that peg, you only get it if you finish. Like all of the heartache and like there's a lot of people that go out. Like in the cars, we had 125 cars compete. And there was around 50 DNFs, you know, like that. The people that are around.
Just in the cars. That's in the not cars, including the bikes.
That's not so. The bikes. No, there was nearly 400 bikes in this year's event. I don't know how many completed it either, but you can go all the way to the center of Australia and compete in the toughest Australian desert race, and it's epic. And if you don't finish, you don't even get the little peg to say that you were even there, I guess, you know. So I guess I'm fortunate. I've been in six of them. I've completed all six. So I guess there will be a time where I don't get a peg, which will be a sad day.
Let's hope not. So
yeah, let's hope
that is
not.
The main thing is to actually finish safely.
Yeah, sadly. there and back. But you're relying on your mechanical, you know, like a car. There's so much going on. There's so much abuse. Yeah. It's, you know, you're flogging it. You're going as fast as you possibly can and you're abusing this machine that's trying to get you there and back and in the fastest possible time. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
And your body.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, mate, yeah, so Justin JR, he drove out and he drove home. So he only just got home yesterday. That's another big, long story that I'll leave for JR with, I guess,
yeah,
everything involved with him.
I think that'll be a good episode with JR. We'll sort of 100%. Go through the whole,
definitely.
The highs,
I guess
the lows.
I'll talk about my experiences this year with the Fink. And, you know, I've got the luxury of flying out, you know, just jump on a plane and go and jump on a plane and come back home. Didn't have to do the big drive. Hopefully next year, if I'm in a better position, I'd love to do either the one-way drive or both ways, see what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, flew in on the Wednesday. And that was the State of Origin night, which we'll have to do a quick recap on State of Origin.
We've got a lot to talk about.
We
it's
do.
Been 2 weeks.
It's so. Been 2 weeks. Yeah. So, mate, flew in. Oh, fuck. You should have seen this. You should have seen this meth head where we're at the showgrounds at Alice Springs. That if you can picture this dirty old dodgy 1968 model, I don't even know what brand it was, Viscount. Old caravan. You know those old caravans? Yeah. It probably wasn't a Viscount. I don't want a bag Viscount, but that shape, you know, that jelly bean looking shape. Well, this crackhead, holy fucking hell, mate, this crackhead's loose. I only got to saw him once. He walked out of the toilets and he had some burns on his face. Like obviously something went wrong.
He'd been cooking shit.
Yeah, he like literally cooking shit. One eye was facing north, the other eye was facing south. It was all bad. And he had burns all over his face. So whatever he was cooking, and obviously it wasn't baked beans and fucking sketty, he was cooking something, it blew up in his face. It went all pear-shaped. And this one night, I think it was the Thursday night actually, it wasn't State of Origin night, the big State of Origin. And you know what, I watched the ladies, we have to talk about the ladies' State of Origin. Buck, did you watch that?
I did not.
Oh my God, fuck, I reckon that was a better game than the men's. Anyway, we'll get to that. This crackhead, he was walking around, and then it was all the caravan. There's nothing outside. It was just all barred up. It was all sheeted and whatnot. There was no windows. It was all bloody screwed down and whatnot. And he had a friend in there, of course, and she was not, you know, obviously, well, you know, whatever. He had a friend anyway.
And there was only two more sleeps to Christmas.
Oh, dude, and I tell you what, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning and it started, something started and there was, you know, a bit of this and that going on and it was a bit hectic.
So they're on the DVs, the domestic violence?
I don't know what they were on, mate, but they were certainly off their fucking head. Yeah. At one stage, she was out of the caravan. Like, and I'm talking Alice Springs this time of the year. It was cold.
Yeah,
and
proper cold.
She's outside bashing the door down trying to get back in and I actually felt sorry for her. At one stage, I'm like, oh, you know, she'd probably be pretty cold. And I'm trying to sleep in my swag. I'm like, this is just getting out of control. But anyway, someone rang the cops. Two paddy wagons came and took them away. So I was pretty happy about that because at least then she was in a warm cell, you know, not just freezing outside.
And kicked out just before you get the Maccas.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that was a... And then that caravan, that whatever was inside of it, it got dragged away the next day, so there was probably a bit going on.
Yeah, so she probably was a fucking cook-up.
Probably, yeah.
Proper Alice Spring style.
That was that. And that was before the, even the race started. And we watched State of Origin. How did you obviously watched it as
I watched the State of Origin. It was great. Go Queensland. Mm. Like, fucking, how good are we? I know you Blues supporters are going to go,
we were down a man. Fucking rah, rah, yeah. And, you know, that's the sucky part is they were down a bloke and I wish that never happened, right? I want to flog them. You want to flog them with all of their men, all of their strong men, on the one page, you know? Yeah. So it did suck. I didn't like that that happened, but it did, you know? Reece Walsh got fucking KO'd.
He's a little fella. He was going down, though, too. So, I mean, in defence, like, he was sort of halfway down, but it was a fucking massive hit.
Fucking huge hit. He just, it like a Mack truck.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
20 years ago, mate, that would have been just fucking play on.
Yeah, like, yeah, definitely.
Off years ago.
100%. So it sort of sucked that the Queenslanders had, the heads up on them a little bit, being they were down a man. But it was still a tough, grueling footy game.
Yeah, it certainly was. I actually, because I normally only, because I have to get up so early to go to work, I normally only watch half time, but I actually watched the whole game for that. So that was good.
Yep.
Loved it.
It was fucking cold out there because we were in the showgrounds. We had the TV on and we were pretty much under a quick shade with walls and it was cold.
Yeah, like, we did of photos. I've seen the fire in the bloody caravan, like the fucking trailer. Fuck, mate. Well, yeah, you see all that, but we'll talk more about that when we get right.
I guess we get JR on, definitely. Yeah,
but
mate, moving a bit towards the Fink race, we did the scrutineering on the Friday night, and that's just a big party, really, where everyone gets together. The buggies get scrutineered, they get checked over, all the safety gear. Same with bikes, they get checked in, they get to go through the scrutineer as well. And that's where everyone's in one place. So on Friday night, everyone's in the one place. All the cars, all the buggies, all the spectator, all the public can come in and pretty much touch it and feel it and, talk about it before the race starts, Saturday, and actually on the Thursday, or was this Friday morning? It was Thursday morning. We went and walked the prologue track. Now, I've never done this before, never walked it because we've just never had the time. But this year we made the time to, because you're not allowed to drive it. It's impossible to drive. There's only a couple of times or weekends a year that you can physically drive it.
How long is the prologue?
It's only 8 kilometres. It's only
so
small.
You walked the whole 8?
Yeah, we walked the whole 8.
You probably would have jogged a few, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. I started off with all my thermals on. We started, but funny this is, right? They didn't open it till 10 a.m. and I still had trackies and thermals and my big work boots and I still had all the gear on. It was cold. It was a bit of a breeze, right? So I'm like, I'm about to do an 8K walk. I didn't really think about, I'm going to warm up. And the days are going to warm up, right? So we got halfway around the fucking prologue track. I stripped. I got me tweeds off. Yeah. I got me thermals off. I'm like, I'm fucking too hot.
Yep.
So little Stiffy had to come out because he had to fucking, I had to get me thermals off. So anyway, I stripped down and we had some fucking people come past on, like a lot of people were doing it on foot, but a lot of people were doing it on e-bikes and things like that. You can pushy, treadly, deadly around it. We didn't have any of that, so we had to walk it. But that was good to see and just chat about how we're going to attack our prologue and pretty much, just G-ride her up to not back off, just.
Yeah,
up.
Well, you're obviously done well because you actually come being fourth, wasn't it?
In prologue, the last 2 years, we prologued absolutely shithouse. But this year, I think walking the track and talking about it before going out and just trying to nail it, we prologued in sixth position, out of 42 competitors in our class.
Fucking pretty good.
So we're up the pointy end. So that was good. It was really good to get that done and go, right, that's where. And even when we finished, I said to Ryder, that was a fucking amazing lap. I hope we're in the top 10 and we were. We were 6, so that was pretty good. So pretty happy about that. However, it put us in a good start position And then on the Saturday, that's Saturday. So Sunday is day one where you race down to Fink.
Yep.
And we started at, I think it was about 8 o'clock or 8:10 or something like that, Northern Territory time. And the one biggest mistake we did was in a side-by-side in the Can-Am. We didn't actually, the Can-Am X3, we didn't warm our belt up enough. So being 3 degrees in Alice, you know, we drove around the car park. We put a little bit of temp into it, but then when you line up, it takes about 20 minutes, I guess, for when they start calling you up to line up to before you start racing. And anyway, we flew out of Alice Springs. We got 12 kilometers out of town to start a 230-kilometer race, and bang, we blew a belt at 12-kilometer mark.
Did pre-warm it before that? Because I know you were talking about running in them in. And
oh, we do, yeah. So the belts are pre-running. Yeah. And then obviously on the day you warm them up a bit, especially when it's 3 degrees in the morning.
Yeah.
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 So she blew at 12K mark and I was like, fuck. So I keep Ryder in the car so that he can keep strapped in because, you know, we want to be able to, as soon as I get back in the car, just go, you know. So I got out. There was unfortunately a bit of damage in the belt cover, but just it got it off, got the old belt off. And on the back of the buggy, we zip tie old belts that have already had races, you know. And I got this dirty old belt off. I don't know what race we've done with it. It didn't look good. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, no.
And we got two spare belts. Yep. And I'm like, righto, just this is the one. Picked it off and put it on and put the belt cover on as best I could. And I'm like, well, I'll probably be back at the car in 20 minutes to replace it with another one. And then that one probably, you know, so all these things are going through your head. But I tell you what, that dirty old belt, it went the whole distance down to Fink. So,
and then changed it when you got to the other end.
So when you get down the other end, you service the car. You know, there was a bit going on. You pretty much spend about 4 hours, 5 hours doing little things to the car. And, you know, getting ready for day two. So, but that belt got us all the way down. It was great. And we sent it down. So day one racing, unfortunately, we did it in 2 hours and 21 minutes. And that was because we're on the side of the track for 7 minutes and we lost a bit of time elsewhere. So, you know, fast but not fast.
That's
enough.
A quick time to change a belt by yourself.
Seven. Well, that's getting out of the car.
Yeah,
that's mate, changing the belt.
I've only ever been to one race, and that was the Gundy 500, and sort of sat in it.
Yep,
it's a struggle to get in and out of the thing.
Oh, I tell you what, and I had a problem with my visor, my helmet visor. The screws were loose. I was huffing and fucking puff. I thought I was fit, right? But at that, the times of where you're like trying to get shit done as quick as you can, you.
Yeah. And like, how do you get fit for that sort of shit? Like, you sort of, yes, you can be fit, but it's like water skiing fit. Like, you fucking, unless you're doing water skiing fit, you can't sort of get fit.
Yeah.
So you've got to train to get in and out and change this shit, that sort of fit. So.
And I'll tell you what, I've done this racing for 3 years, and this is the first belt we've done in a race. Like, you change belts after the race all the time. Mm. But we've never blown a belt. And this belt wouldn't have blown if we were able to warm it up for, you know, good enough and do our normal routine, but we just didn't. Anyway. Yep.
So lessons learned.
Lessons learned. We've picked up a few things. You learn by mistakes or by things happening, and you're always learning.
And what place are you currently now in the titles?
This is not part of a series we're doing this year. So this is standalone.
Yep.
So we got down. So we qualified in sixth position after day one. With that time, unfortunately, we dropped down to 12th. So because of the belt and because of the time that we did, and actually on the way down, we actually got landed on. I won't say by who, but there's a big car that started. He absolutely, obviously had a bad prologging experience and started way behind us. Even though we were 7 minutes on the side of the track, he didn't catch us until we were back up to speed and going. And he come around, like we let a big car come around us, and then next minute, he's a pro buggy, he's a V8, he's coming around us on the left side. And landed on the car, so there's actually tire marks up the side of our car.
Fuck. so that would have been scary.
That was a bit like, fuck, did that just happen? And yeah, it did. Yeah. And when we got out down the bottom end, you could see the tire marks. I'm like, wow.
And to walk away
from
that.
That was pretty crazy.
And to keep on driving.
And then just keep going, yeah. So
I bet you scared the fuck out of him too, though.
It wasn't his fault. I think there was a bit of both going because we didn't know he was there. So, and when you're racing that desert race, you don't keep one line because the whoops just send you left, send you right. You're all over it. You're going as fast as you possibly can and you're just skating on top. So I think we drifted a little bit into him, and he might have drifted a little bit into us. Plus, yep. the track itself only fits two cars side by side.
But that's racing.
Try and do it at 140k an hour, yeah. you're going to... Yeah. And Rubin's racing. It's pretty good.
Rubin's racing. I know, but how good was the fucking footage this year, though?
This year, like, that
was,
is...
Mate, that, yep. I sat in the shed watching, so I got the rally app,
yep.
so I can sort of see where you guys are, and then watching it from the buddy... From all the bloody Elon Musk bloody satellites, a fucking saviour. Like, it was really, really good.
Yep. So there's a company out in the desert called Desert Communications or Desert Something, Desert Comms. And what they do is you actually send them your Starlink, and they cut the guts out of it, and they put it in a more robust, compact unit, and you can pretty much strap it to your buggy,
yep.
and have Wi-Fi going, connected GoPro to it. So that's what they did this year. And this was the first time I ever saw amazing in-car footage live, boosted up to, you know, the YouTube channel that the lads were using throughout the streaming,
yep.
and watching it live. Like, you're watching live racing,
yep.
in the middle of Australia, phone service out there is getting better.
I was glued to it, mate. I got fuck all done in the shed, but I was in the shed the whole day,
yep.
and just, it was a fucking great coverage.
They're only getting better and better. Yep. Three years ago.
So next year, if you just want to fucking get on it and have a look,
definitely. Shout out to
the Rally Safe app too. So
the Tats Fink really Desert good. Race community and the organisations is just first class.
Yeah,
Rally Safe, absolutely. Like, we use Rally Safe in the car, and that keeps us safe because we can tell when cars are coming up behind us and things like that. So after day one, we were in 12th position. We were a little bit sad about that. In a way, because we've gone from 6th to 12th, we're like, fucking hell, that belt crosses heaps. But, you know, everyone has their own problems throughout the desert race. But on day two, on the Monday morning, I tell you what, we had a mission to prove, and we did. So we did it down on day one, 2 hours and 21 minutes. We did it home in 2 hours and 9 minutes. Absolutely tore that thing a new arsehole.
And for the people that don't know, it's the same track, so it's there and back.
Yeah, yep.
So it's not like you go on a different route or it's different kilometres. It's fucking there and back.
Yeah, you go down one day, you camp the night, you come back on the same track, just the other way.
Yeah.
We got down with probably about 10 litres of fuel left over. I think that's simply because it matches our time. We weren't fast.
Yep.
For blowing the belt and being a little bit off, we weren't fast. We came back in 2 hours, 9 minutes. We did blow the front diff at the 70K mark to go. And my God, the noises that came out of that car, I didn't think we were going to be getting it home.
Yep.
But we got it across the finish line, 2 hours and 9 minutes. When you combine those times, it put us into fourth place.
And overall, how much fuel left on the second day?
Oh, well, that's a funny story. Simply none. Now, we finished the race. We parked the car up. We got out. We did the Yahoo, the crazy. Yep, awesome. Then we had to move the car, you know, half hour, an hour later, out to the car park to load it up. And we ran out of fuel going to the car park.
So, fuck all.
There was nothing. Now, with 15K to go, I remember Ryder saying, hey, fuel light's on. I'm like, nah, all good, man. I've just pumped the last out of the spare tank, out of the tanks under our seats. And there's two pumps. I pump them up into the main tank. And I said, yep, there's two bars. We're good. You know, and that was the last time I looked at the gauge. I was like, no, we're good. I reckon if I look back 10 seconds later, it would have been on one bar.
Wow.
And I didn't. And anyway, we were just hoping we were going to get back because the noises out of the front end were crazy. Like,
and see, that's the thing, though, is fuel is weight. So to get that exact amount of fuel you need, that's all data that you can sort of...
Well, it just proved on how fast we were going because we were obviously more full throttle, 100% full throttle, for longer than we were the day before.
Yep.
And that matches our times. 2 hours, 21 minutes to 2 hours and 9 minutes, you're talking 12 minutes faster. Yeah, we're on the side of the track for 7 minutes, but we were upper. There was one stage I looked over, we're going through some deep whoops in this Can-Am, and we were sitting on 120... That wasn't the deep, deep whoops, but there were still whoops.
Yep.
Sitting on 120, I'm just like, man, and I want to go faster. Like, this thing, flat out, this thing does 150, 160.
Yep.
But when you're hitting whoops and you're still doing those speeds, it's just
crazy.
And
you've got to make it, you want it to come home.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can't just hold it flat the whole time.
Yeah.
Because you fucking end up in fucking.
We had some moments.
In the middle of the desert.
So proper. We'll probably talk a bit more about JR's experience when we get him on. Yeah,
no, I'm looking forward to getting JR on. So
yeah, definitely.
He's got a bit going on, though, as you'll probably tell us.
We've got a bit of.
It's going to be a couple of weeks before we can speak to him, I reckon.
Well, yeah.
When's he? Yeah.
Well, so, and you know, last time I spoke to you, I was going to, we said, like, let's get a few lads on. I was going to get Brett Kaminsky on, Bill Geddes. We talked about Lounsey, things like that. So, mate, I did have Brett Kaminsky lined up, which he was going to then bring Bill Geddes over. I had James Cook lined up. But the problem is when you're out in the desert, the times that I was available to do the potty, they were flat out with fixing cars and doing stuff. And then vice versa. When they were available, I was busy. So it just didn't line up. So, you know, next year, hopefully we'll get a few lads on for potties. But the biggest thing out of our race this year is we're all home back in Southeast Queensland in Beaudesert Desert and JR's home as well. But our race trailer and our buggy is still in Alice Springs due to we broke the trailer.
Let's let Ryder.
So he can explain
that. He can talk about that one. So
he's got a bit of a headache with that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But anyway, that's racing, hey?
Tune in for that one. So definitely. Hopefully it'll be coming up soon.
So, mate, that was a bit about the Fink Desert Race. I hope it wasn't too boring about filling in for the desert race, but it was an amazing experience to be part of again, and can't wait for next year.
This is one of my life ambitions is to actually ride out there on the Beamer.
On the Beamer, and I reckon we should line that up the next year.
Next year or the 50th. Oh,
the 50th, which is in
so
2 years.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, because this was number 48.
Let's suck it and see.
We'll see where we end up because that could be a big adventure ride for us.
And there's going to be a lot of big names there too.
100%. So, definitely.
Because they spoke a lot about that in the YouTube videos and that on the live stream about a few of the entries this year. We're sort of holding off to be, I reckon Toby will be back there next year.
Yeah,
Or the year after.
Yeah, yeah.
For the 50th.
Actually, bring that up. So the weekend before the Fink was actually Paul Wheel, a good mate of mine, and Toby Price. They competed in the Baja 500.
Yes.
And they won the bastard. They took the crown.
The man is incredible.
It's phenomenal. Paul and Toby have been teamed up now for a few years in this American series, and they've had a bit of bad luck over the years.
Yep.
And maybe we'll get Paul on one day. It'd be good if Paul Wheelie, if you're listening to this, give me a buzz. You got my number. We'll get him on and have a chat. But mate, congratulations to Toby and Paul. Long time coming, but they took the win in the Baja 500.
Mate, that's fucking a big effort.
Oh, phenomenal!
Big effort.
And that's
world stage.
It is, and unfortunately, I don't think I heard any of it on any mainstream like TV or news.
Piss poor. Yes,
it was all over social media on things that I look at. But that's certainly something that, you know, I wish was a bit better on our media or our news or our TV news. The racing side of things.
Yeah.
Because that's just phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's not mum and dad racing. That's big shit.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, definitely. Tell you what, this vodka is going down extremely well. I might have to crack another one soon.
Oh, you're going to have one of these. Mm. But if you don't like that, I'm actually going to give you money back.
Well, I might have to crack one of those.
So, the Bundaberg campfire.
But what else have we got to talk about before we move on to any of the...
mate, what do you... Well, next week, I'm bloody... I'm going at mustering for a week.
Oh.
So, actually, tomorrow. I'll leave tomorrow morning at 7:30 in the morning.
So, mustering. Whereabouts? Yeah, tell me.
Mate, we're heading out to Idesvale.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And, there's...
That's about 5, 6 hours? 6 hours? 7 hours?
6 hours. 6 hours? Yeah, 6 hours for it. So, we'll head out there for the week and... yeah, no phone service, plenty of piss.
And what are we mustering?
Cows.
Of course we are.
Ooh, yeah.
So is it just mustering or have you got a few other things?
Mate, we've also got one of the boys' bloody engagement party the first night, so we'll be a little bit hungover after that. So that'll be a bit going on there. But, yeah, so we'll do a bit of shooting out there as well.
I was going to say, you're taking the... Taking the guns out?
Yeah, taking a few guns out. Taking the young fella out as well. He's coming, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening, mate, I still know you rolled your fucking U2 and you can't get away with that.
No. So that'd be good. So you mustered during the day, of course.
Yeah.
How many head we're talking?
Oh, not sure, mate. I'm going to say 800. I could be wrong.
On what size property or properties? Is it on one property?
30,000 acres, roughly. So
is that just on one property?
Yeah, just one property, yeah. So, yeah, so a little bit of mustering. So this is just the wieners. So it'll, just good days, good people, hard work. I can drink piss.
Get him in early, like as in get out early, try and get him in early, or it takes whatever it takes.
Yeah, they do all that, mate. I just fucking turn up. I'm just there. I'm there to tell the funny jokes and fucking get run over by cows and shit. So,
yeah, good.
Which I've fucking been done.
You have
mate.
To get like, some
fuck, mate.
Have to get some photos or some footage as well of.
Yeah, I'll try to get some actually. Shit. So I think the first time they took me out there, I was walking across one of the yards. And everyone's fucking screaming at me and I'm just fucking strolling across there and this big fucking... I'm actually going to say it was Chainsaw's half-brother.
He was a big bastard.
A big bastard, mate. Yeah, it was a big bull.
Yep.
It's actually a cow. Mad, though.
Mad. It was a mad cow.
Mad cow.
And what, she looked at you and eyed you off?
No, she didn't even look at me, mate, because I was fucking walking away from her. She was coming up my ass and hit me fair between the shoulder blades, eh?
Like
I've never been in the standing up position and the laying down position so fucking quick in my life.
So full headbutt sort of scenario?
Yeah, just did you get headbutt straight between the fucking shoulder blades, mate. Like she fucking nailed me.
Yeah, right.
And like it must have dazed me because I'm sort of laying down the dirt and I'm looking and going, oh, fuck, they're my good sunglasses. I fucking need to get them. Not concerned. And I've got cunts yelling at me, get up. It's not a fucking mattress. Oh, no, lay down. Like, fuck, get between the rails.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fit between the fucking rails. I was too fat to get between the rails. But, yeah, fucking hurt, eh?
Oh.
And, mate, zero fucking empathy.
Yeah, you get like, nothing.
Fucking nothing, mate.
Like, nothing off them. Nothing.
No. Nah. And you show weakness, fucking... I'm sure there's a hole out there for people who show weakness.
No, oh, funny you say that. I can remember when I was young, like I've said before, I grew up on a dairy farm. And I'm going to throw this number out here. I'm sure it was 585. So dad or my dad or my older brother, Rod, if you're listening, I'm sure it was 585. Now, I'm talking 48 years ago. They always told me stay away from 585. That was a year tag number, you know? And it's weird that this has just popped into my head. And one day she was a wild cow. She was fucking wild. And it drilled me and put me on my ass and... No doubt there were some tears and whatnot. But it's funny how I can just, that just popped into my head. 585.
And you know the number.
585.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember numbers for shit. And like my older brother, Rod, and my dad, they can see him from a mile away, this cow in the distance. Yeah, all I can see is it's a cow, four legs. And that's 383, fucking 611, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, whatever. But anyway, that 585 is a wild cow. She nailed me, got me. Fuck yeah.
I reckon cows are worse than bulls. Fucking nasty bitches they are.
Well, I reckon bulls are just, you know,
they're
like...
A bit slow. You don't get in there when they're fucking fighting those
No, bulls, you don't. But in a paddock, bulls are pretty chilled, you know? Yeah. But the old cows...
Fucking nailed, mate.
Yeah. How funny is that?
Mate, I'm actually going to go for a piss.
Let's do it. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Oh, fuck, that was good. Welcome back, guys. So I'm actually going to go one of these fucking vanilla colas.
Yeah, get into it.
Drink it, and you're going to go Bundy?
Yeah, I'm going to go this Bundy campfire.
Give us a fucking listen.
Yeah, here you go. Oh. Yeah, that's good. No, one you're going to crack doesn't do too much of a noise, but go for it.
Yes,
I love it. Anyway, here we go. Bottoms up, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, fucking get into it.
We're catching up after 2 weeks.
2 weeks it's been. Mm. Oh, dude, I rate that. Jeez, Bundy.
Mate, they are very fucking similar.
Yeah.
That vanilla and that.
Yeah, that vanilla goes right, doesn't it?
Mm.
Hell
not
yeah.
Not a big cruiser man, but...
But they're only 4%ers. I think these are 6%ers, these Bundys. Oh, get Bundy.
Actually, I'm going to have to get something fucking nice for next potty, actually. I'm going to get a nice bottle of something.
Righto.
I had a little bit of a win. Had a bit of a punt win.
You texted me this and I pissed myself laughing. Now, you haven't really told me about it, so fill me in.
So one of the other potties I listen to is the Reggies and fucking...
Go the Reggies.
And yeah, go the Reggies. And so that one of the horses they do... So I went to go fucking scrolling through it, went fucking, yep, click.
So what was this on a betting... Was this
on
the
blue... I think it was one of the G1 thing. Yeah, on the blue bet.
On the blue bet.
On the blue bet.
Go so the
blue. Fucking went and fucking scrolled down and fucking select my horse. And I was only doing $5, so it's not fucking, you know, big. So I'm fucking $5. And
yep.
So that cunt's paying $101.
Oh, so you when you selected it, did you know that at the time?
No, because I actually went to go the fucking horse underneath it just because it got fat fucking fingers. I've actually selected the wrong fucking horse.
Were you supposed to select number 6 and you hit number 7 or something?
That's exactly what I done. I went, fuck it. Anyway, so you can't undo it. So I went, I'm putting another $5 on the other one.
Yep.
The $101 one got up for $5.
Fucking good old...
fucking...
a roughie.
The fucking... That's a big roughie, $101. Oh, dude, bucks.
And now aren't you spewing you didn't throw a fucking... Either a lobster at it? Yeah, imagine throwing a pineapple fucking, at that roughie.
$50 at that or something like that. Yeah, that'd be fucking... Yeah, that would have been a big night. But so yeah, anyway...
That was courtesy of your fat fingers.
My fat fingers fucking selected that. So I fucking suck at punting.
I'm not a good punter. I'm not. No. I do rely on some hot tips.
I'll go off names and numbers. Oh. Like you're a Bales dog when you go the fucking
doggies. Definitely. Yep. And my last big win, one of my wins actually when we're down the GC, I found a horse called something Ellie. My Princess Ellie or Sweet Ellie or I don't know what it was, but it had my daughter's name in it. I'm like, oh bang, I'll throw a 20 on that. And it came home.
Yep. Yeah. And it's that sort of shit is funny. It's just when you're having a good time and it's fucking selecting shit, sometimes I'll get a bit bored at work and sort of have a fucking midweek punt on the fucking pan lickers.
Mm.
Only $5 bets and shit like that. Sometimes I get up, sometimes I don't. So.
Correct. Yeah.
It's good fun.
Yeah, it's having
gamble responsibly.
I was just about to say the same thing. Punting's good, but do it responsibly. Do it
responsibly and just have fun. So.
Correct, yeah. Set your limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. So, mate, that's good. So we're just chatting a bit off air there before about shopping because you had to go to the shops before.
Oh, fucking did, mate. The old self-checkout.
Self-checkout.
Fuck, mate. I don't want to use them because everyone's off them, but go on.
Do you rate the self-checkout like over going to a checkout chick or a checkout bloke? So, you know, before...
Yeah, I like to talk to a human.
Before self-checkout was around, that's all you could do, right?
Yep.
So then self-checkout came along. Are you a fan or not?
No, well, you got to pack your own shit. And this is, it's a little bit naughty of me, but I refuse to pay for bags if I'm doing self-checkouts.
At 25 cents, bro.
There's a couple
So
of
tell
things.
Me, all right, so fill me in. How do you do it?
So you grab a bag, you just hold it a little bit away, just in case that cunt's watching you.
Yeah.
Well, you fuck, just hold it away and then just sit it down there and then put your shit in there.
So Barney has a little win.
I have a win, 25 cents.
25 cents.
Fucking win. Time, mate. It's one bag at a time, mate. So,
yep.
So when you get fucked.
Are you, and how many bags are you talking? Like just, do you do one? Just one.
Just one. Normally when I go shopping, it's just one. Like it's
you're fucking, in and you're out.
Mate, yeah, there's no fucking around there. There's not five bags.
Yeah, you're just getting the bread and the milk and the bloody hot chook or something.
I'm sure the old bachelor's in bag. Shout out to that. But yeah, no, I will pinch a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I'm actually one of those blokes where I just don't give a fuck. I've gone here. I need the bag. I'm paying for it.
No, I don't know. It's just something that fucking, just balls my piss. I just go, nah. I'm packing it. I'm saving your money. You can give me a bag for free, you cunts.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you people. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What do you like the old fucking self-checkout?
I do, mate. I don't really give a shit. I can go to both, but the self-checkout one, it just, for me, it gets me out faster. I reckon I can go in and just go fucking wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I'm out of there.
Yeah,
where if you've got to line up, you're sort of standing there. Do you make fucking, you know, chit-chat to old mate? I don't mind a bit of that. But normally when I'm in there, it's peak hour and there's, you know, the other ones have got shopping trolleys full of fucking shit near there. Nah, fuck that. Go to self-checkout and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So in and out.
Convenience is what gets us, I think.
Definitely. Mate, I want to talk to you about, this was just the other day out Fink, but I've got to get it off my chest. I had to take a shit. Now, sounds easy, right? When you've got toilets around you. Now, when you race the Fink Desert Race and you end up down at Fink, there's no shitters. You got to take your own. And if you don't take your own, you better take a shovel, you know? So I got out of the buggy and my guts were not the best.
I'll just stop there for a second. So yep. I actually don't even know. So maybe explain it. So the Fink is a township.
Well, yeah, Upper Chula. Actually, yeah.
So there's nothing there.
Oh, there is. Yeah, but where we camp is not in the center of town. We're actually in this section across from Upper Chula.
Yep.
And it's just a big open paddock. It's there's nothing there. So 364 days of the year, there's nothing. It's just paddock. And we blow in one night a year, and it's like a mini city when we end up with trucks and trailers and all that sort of stuff. And I think next year we're going to make sure we bring our own little porta potty or something, you know. And we took the big trailer and we had the shower. So we had a tent popped up and we had a shower. We had that sorted out. But we didn't think about, well, you know, you'd think about it. But anyway, we didn't have a shitter. So as soon as I got there, I was all right. About 2 hours later, this was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, I probably need to go for a dump. And the problem is, like, to go to the toilet.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And they do have toilets there. Don't get me wrong. There's those portaloos. But to get to them from where we were was a mission because we've only got the buggy, which was already pulled apart servicing it.
Yep.
And then we've got the big Chevy, which is hooked up to the trailer, which takes 10 minutes to unhook, and you're not going to unhook it for shit. Sort of need a little scooter or something, but it'll probably get bogged. But anyway, I had to go up into the hills and have a dump. And anyway, so I did that. That was cool. That was fine. No worries. You know, we all do little up in the hills dump and burn. It was about 20 minutes. Oh, it was about 2 hours later, probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The guts are starting to rumble again. I'm like, oh, why can't this be at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock tonight where it's dark and I can just, you know.
Yeah, not in the middle of the day.
Not in the middle of the day where you just walk around. Because when it gets dark out there, it's dark, right? And you can pretty much walk 10 meters away from your camp and dig a hole and no one can see you. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The guts are grumbling and I'm like, oh. So I had to make a decision on where this next one is going to be dumped, right? And I didn't have it in me to walk up that hill because it would have come out. So can't believe I'm going to say this. Can't believe it. Anyway.
You pooped yourself, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to shit myself. Did not want to shit myself. And so anyway, I went into the shower, into the pop-up tent shower. But I took with me the bucket... The bucket that I just drained the front diff oil in, it was still in the diff. The diff oil was still in this bucket. And I took this bucket into the shower and I shat in the bucket of diff oil. I had to, right? So there you go. I shat into a bucket of diff oil.
Oh, you filthy animal!
I know. You're so an animal. Anyway, I then got out. You know, did my thing, and I then had to find a shovel. We didn't take a shovel because I had to deal with. Number two. So I actually had to walk over to another camp and say, hey, I just need to borrow your shovel.
Yeah. What for?
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. There's a funny yarn about me having a shit in the middle of Australia.
In the middle of the desert.
Into a bucket of diff oil. Funny as fuck.
It's like that joke to Steve, shit in the diff oil.
Mm.
Like it's a bear shit in the woods.
Of course it does.
Yeah, of course. Well, it didn't before the ice age, did it? It would have been a polar bear then, wouldn't it? So,
correct. Yeah. Right, so next week, you're away next week, mate.
Yeah, mate, next week.
You're out. Away, you're done.
Out of service, fucking getting a bit of good old fucking country time and, yeah, just nothingness.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
that's going to be great.
Fucking back in the yard for a week and back around Brisbane. Like, I love Brisbane, but yeah,
that's good.
Get me into the country. Staring into a fire.
Yeah.
Afternoon, hard work, cold beer, meat. Lots of meat.
Lots of it.
Yeah, eat lots of meat.
That's going to be good. Do you shit on the phone? Not literally on the phone, like on your iPhone.
Fuck no.
But if you're on a phone call and you need to go take a dump, do you say, hey, mate, I've got to hang
up? No, I don't even answer.
No, but you're on the phone. Let's just say you're on your phone talking to me and you're like, oh, I'm going to shit. Do you just go and do a shit?
No, hang up. Hang up.
What do you? What?
I got to go.
Yeah, you can't do it.
No, no one in the world. That actually shits me.
Yeah.
Like people sitting on the toilet fucking having echoing. Dump. No. Or like, but when I do go to the toilet, I fucking like. Yeah,
it's some of your best work.
You don't want to be quiet. Like if you got three people, you got two people beside you. I work in construction, so. Every time you go to the toilet, there's fucking a couple of people in there. Not in the same cubicle. anyway. Yeah. But you've got one to the left, one to the right, and you're fucking in the middle. I'll go in there, mate, and I'll make as much noise as I can.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to fucking just wait till they go and fucking do a little quiet shit.
Just go in there, you think?
Normally when I shit, there's fucking two people leave. Go on. Yeah. So I actually rang you the other week and you were on the fucking shitter.
Yeah, I think I was. Yeah. Like I'll answer the phone. Like if I'm sitting there doing some of my best work and scrolling through fucking Instagram or whatever, just passing time and the phone rings, I'm going to answer it. Especially if it's someone like you or another mate of mine, I'd be like,
nah.
And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just having a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. If my missus rings me on the shitter, I'll actually send the poo emoji.
Oh.
And just go, that's it. Like, fucking, well, it is. I don't want to be sitting there. Everyone can hear you. Like, even the private in the house, and they're like, don't do it.
No, if I'm the phone and I got to do a shit, I'll just say, man, I'll call you back. I got to do a shit. But if I'm actually on the shitter in the position.
Well, you did.
And just scrolling my phone and, you know, having to just sitting there, whatever.
Yeah, no, I've got
to. I'll answer it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. It was like when you told me, no, see ya. I'll leave you to that. Get the paperwork done, then come talk to me.
You're a folder or a scruncher?
What's this old one? Yeah, that's a fucking mate. I've tried to be a folder.
Oh,
I can't fold.
I
tried it. I've tried it, and I'm a scruncher.
Scruncher.
Yeah,
I'm actually a three way. Well, that sounds sus. So there's not just fold and scrunch. So there's actually twirling. You know when someone's too fucking lazy to put the shit roll on the holder? So you've got the roll in one hand and your hand in the other hand. And you
actually prefer that.
You know how you wrap it around your hand and it ends up in like, instead of a fold, I guess it's a fold, but it's more of
that's
like.
That's a fold.
It's a fold, isn't it?
That's a fold, yeah.
It's still a fold.
You're a folder.
Well, that's only if the, I'm a folder.
Yeah.
But. When you're talking about going into a public toilet and they're only running one ply and it takes you fucking 10 minutes to get a bit out, I just scrunch the fucking thing. Yeah. You can't fold that shit.
No.
It's like you just scrunch it all up and you're like, all right, I'll get
you know what they call that toilet paper, don't you? John Wayne. It's rough and tough and won't take shit from no one. Have you not heard that?
I've never heard that.
Well, that's fucking a John Wayne toilet paper. Oh. Rough and tough and won't take shit from no one.
Yeah, right. And it's so fucking thin. You're scared about putting your fucking digit through it.
Yeah. It's also another song by The Doors, Break On Through to the Other Side. You would have done that. You would have fucking broke on through. Like fucking go to wipe and next minute.
I've never done that. Because I've
been a bit of poo in your hand.
I probably had a bit of poo in my hand. But I normally pack enough on there that it. I can put a bit of pressure on there and not push through.
Yeah, it's going to clog the toilet, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
You flush and walk away. It's like throwing a hand grenade.
Yeah. Get out. Fucking get the hell out of there.
I don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah. So. Fucking talking shit right now. That's the best thing to do.
All fucking shit talk, so.
mate, so that's good. My week next week, I don't even know what's going on. I'm still trying to get my head around coming home from that. And
you'd be fucking busy.
Bit going on with work. So, all good there, bros.
So, have we actually done any more. I set a challenge to you about your alarms.
Oh,
and you're still not doing it, are you?
No.
This week, I want you to fucking, when that alarm goes off, spring into action.
So I'm going to have to because I've been a real lazy fatty lately. I haven't been back to gym because I've been away. So I kind of need to get that back on the track. You know what? It's so fucking hard at the moment. It is dark and cold and I'm being lazy. So I normally get out of bed at 4:30, 4 to 5. And just recently with the, with winter, fuck, it's difficult. I don't like it.
You don't like winter.
I like winter, but I do like a nice warm bed at 4:30 in the morning when you're just like, oh, it's just too easy just to go, nah, not today. Yeah. Fuck that.
No.
But I do need to get my shit together simply because I've always got to have something to aim for. And I did with Fink, right, and me and JR were going, to gym every day. And now that that's done, I'm sort of like just being this little lazy bum for a week or two.
Yep.
And I'm like, whatever, like, fuck, it's only a week or two. But it certainly makes you feel like you're, I don't know, it feels like you're out of fitness already. And so I want to get back into it simply because September is not far away and I've got a big race on in September. So that's my next goal.
That's the Don River, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've always got to have a goal, and start of September is not that far. Like, what are we in now? June. Yeah, we're in June, so July, August. Yep. Really, 2.5 months. That's 10 weeks. Holy crap. So, yeah, that's going to be my next goal to make me get out of bed at 4:45 and drag my ass out. So your alarm or my alarm thing, I'm going to have to really get
into
it.
Give it a go, mate.
I really need to get into it.
It is a game changer. Like, yeah. Fucking, you don't feel tired through the day.
You're up.
As soon as that alarm goes, just fucking spring into action. Like, there's a.
I might need some help with this.
Intruder.
Tell you what, listeners, if you've got any other suggestions how to get the big stiffy out of bed, shoot us through a message at the no name potty at gmail.com and give us your best ways to wake up, I guess.
Do it.
Do it. Just fucking send me in what you got.
Get him out of bed. Like, fucking, mate, I'm awake before the alarm. Oh. When that alarm goes, mate, it's like battle station. So it's fucking, you've got to treat it as get up.
I
feel so much fucking
I do wake up some mornings at like 4 and go, fucking hell, I wish it was 4:30 or 4:45 because you go back to sleep.
I'm up at 4, but I don't get out of bed till 4:30.
Pitch and tense, you mean?
Pitch and
fucking
tense, mate.
Big marquee right
up
there.
And then I'm out. So there's two different things. So you can get upper and you can get out.
Oh, that's good. So that's going to have to be my next week, mate. I'm going to definitely do a better job at getting my fucking ass out of bed. Oh, bloody hell. That was another good wee there, buddy. So that was another good potty, mate. I'm glad we caught up again for... another, get out of your head and get in the sheds potty with the Stiffy and Barney. Mate, but before we go, you got a joke?
Mate, I actually do. It's my favourite joke and some people may like it, some people may not.
Well, who cares? Just run it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So this little retarded kid walks up to the ice cream van, walks up there and goes, I like an ice cream, please, sir. And old mate sits up there and he goes, yeah, right, yeah. He said, do you want nuts on that, mate? And he goes, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you think? Fuck with, I'm just going to drop it anyway. And you can get fucked because my brother's actually retarded, so I can actually say those God. Jokes. So.
Oh.
Shout out to Dan.
That's gold. I got one for you. Right, yeah. A woman walks out of the bathroom, winks at her husband and says, I shaved down there. You know what that means. The husband responds, yeah, the fucking drain's clogged.
Oh, fuck it.
Oh, it's gold. Righto, Barney. Fucking mate. Well done. It was good to catch up with you again, mate. Fucking
absolutely.
We're gonna smash a few more of these in the
actually,
shed.
We're going to try the next one. What's that one? That's
pineapple
and lime.
I did get an Aussie fucking can of pineapple and lime with Australian vodka.
Yep.
She's a 5%er. got a bit going on.
It's only a little can too for a 5% or so.
Well, it's still 300 mils, but it's a skinny, it's very like, yeah, it's very long and thin, as you, they would say.
Should we?
Oh, well, fuck, if you do, I will.
Fuck, is there no better sound than that?
Mate, bottom, cheers. Bottom, up bottoms up. Yep, bang. And see what that tastes like. Mm.
Oh, fucking after the...
pineapple the and cola. Lime.
Oh, that's good.
What's this one? It's two... How do you even say that? Second Street, Third Road? No?
With Australian vodka. Mm. So what is Australian vodka made out of?
Oh, 23rd Street Distillery.
Yeah.
That's... All right, 23rd Street Distillery. There you
Actually,
go.
I'll tell
that's
you
a
what,
good drop.
Even if you want to send us some suggestions on what to drink next.
Mm.
Fuck, mate, we'll give anything a go.
We'll give it a go.
We've got Bundy, we've got Cruises, we've got fucking pineapple.
Definitely. What's that next? Email address again? It's the nonamepotty@gmail.com.
Send it in.
Hit us up hard.
Righto, let's go.
Righto, I'm out. You're out. Let's get this show on the road. See you later, guys.
See you later.
We'll see you next week for another show of the No Name Potty. See you, Barney.
See you, Stiffy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.